We continue today with lesson number 63 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. Today we will be able to finish the 16th perek by studying the 8th and final Mishnah of the 16th perek, and we will begin the 17th perek with the first Mishnah. So first, Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Ches. We're still discussing clay ore, leather kelim, and the Mishnah gives a list of pouches or sheaths which are made of leather, which have a base kibble into which you insert the various instruments, utensils, tools that are listed at the beginning of the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is subject to a large machlokas, different opinions about it. We're going to be following the approach of some of the Meforshei HaMishnah, especially the Tiferes Yisroel. Tik Hasayef, the pouch or sheath of leather into which you insert a sword, or Vahasakin, or a knife, or Vahapigyon, which is some type of a dagger. Tik Misperes, the pouch into which you insert a kind of a circular knife which cuts a beard, cuts hair. Umisparayim, or a scissors, or vahatar, or a razor. Michol means a kind of a stick, imagine a Q-tip, which you use to apply a certain cosmetic called kachol, kof choches vav lamed, to one's eye. So the tik, the pouch into which you insert this michol to preserve it, to keep it clean or whatever. Uveis hakochal, and similarly, the tik which is used to contain the little powder box into which you put this powder. Tik machtev, a tik into which you put a kind of a pen or a stylus which is used to engrave letters or figures into a tablet of wax. Usruntek. Usruntek is a pouch with many little different pockets into which you put tools. Where are we? Tik tavla uskurtia. And the tik, the pouch into which you put a tablet of metal, that's a tavla, onto which you engrave designs, etc., which astrologers or astronomers would use. And skurtia seems to be a wooden tablet onto which you put these engravings which you need for calculations of astronomy or whatever. We had the same word skurtia earlier in Mishnah Daled, but clearly that means something else than what we're discussing here. Beis hachitzim, the sheath into which you store arrows. Beis hapagoshos. Pagoshos are kind of flat and large arrows, wide arrows. The sheath into which you put these pagoshos. All of the above, harei el tameim. They are mekabel tuma because they are leather kelim which have a base kibble. But they're pockets into which you insert something. However, tik symphonia, you can see the Greek word symphony here, the tik into which you put a musical instrument, perhaps all musical instruments, perhaps symphonia is a general term, generic term for all musical instruments. So here it depends. Bisman shehu nose milamalo, if the mouth of this tik, of this pocket, is at the top of the tik, and you insert the symphonia into the tik, so then tome, it is mekabel tuma, because it has a base kibble. But mitsido, if you put the musical instrument through a slit in the side of the pouch, then tohor, then it is not mekabel tuma, because then it is not considered a tik, or a pocket, or a sheath, or a pouch, but rather it is considered a kisui, a coverlet, and something which is just a cover, a lid, or a blanket, is not mekabel tuma. Tik chalilin, the pouch into which you insert flutes, the musical instrument called a flute, Rabbi Yehuda mitaher. Rabbi Yehuda says it's tohor b'pnei shehu nos no mitzido. That particular pouch, you insert the chalil not to the top of the chalil as if you're putting something into a pocket, but rather you insert it into a slit in the side of the tik, so that it is merely a kisoy, a cover, but not a container of the chalil. Chipoy, the word chipoy is just a synonym for kisoy. So something which is used to cover, not to contain, but to cover a aloh. Aloh is a weapon. Imagine a long stick with a circular ball at the top into which spikes are inserted. So it's a weapon that's used to beat, to assault someone with. And if it's covered with a leather cover, or hakeshes, that which you use to cover a bow, v'horomach, or that which you use to cover a spear, hare elu tahorin. These are chipuyim, these are kisuyim, these are not containers, and therefore they are not mekabel tumah. And the rule is simple, as the Mishnah concludes. Zahaklal, he'osui letik, if the pouch is made as a container, as a pocket, then Tome, it is mekabel tumo. L'chipoy, but if it's just made to cover the vessel, not to contain the vessel, tahor, it is not mekabel tumo. So we have finished Mishnah 8 and concluded the 16th perek. We go ahead now with the first Mishnah of the 17th perek. We've learned several times already that if one has a vessel made of wood or of leather, if they are destroyed, broken, punctured, ruined in some way, they are no longer mekabel tuma. So a question here is, if I have a bowl or a sack and I'm using it and it's mekabel tuma in its current state, but now it has a big hole in it, how large does a hole have to be so that the vessel is no longer considered functional and therefore it is not mekabel tuma? So the Mishnah says, called kalei balei batim, all vessels which belong to a domestic person, an ordinary housekeeper, shiyudon berimonin. The housekeeper, if there's a little hole the size of a raisin, the size of a grape, the size even of a date in the vessel, he'll still keep it because he can always put pineapples into the vessel, oranges, apples, whatever. However, once it is so large that a rimon, a pomegranate, can fall through the hole, then it's no longer functional. How says the Tanakhama? However, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer omer b'mashehein. You know, it really depends. If the keli is designed to contain figs, so then if there's a hole in it the size of a fig, it's no longer a functional fig container. If it's designed to contain olives, then once there's a hole in it the size of an olive, it's no longer a vessel for olives, and it's not mekabel tumah. So it depends upon what the original use was. So holds Rabbi Eliezer. Kupos, when it comes to kupos, which are boxes, which are containers, haganonim, if these are the kupos of gardeners, shiuron ba'agudos shel yorok, then the gardener, what does he use this box for? He uses this box to contain bundles of vegetables. So if a bundle of vegetables, if there's a hole in the kupa, so that a naguda shel yorok can fall through it, a bundle of vegetables will fall through the hole, then it's no longer functioning to him, and once it is that size, it is already not mekabel tumah. Shel balabatim, however, the kupa of an ordinary housekeeper, there, in order for it to not be mekabel tumah, the hole has to be larger than the agudo shel yorok. It has to be b'seven. It has to be like a bunch of straw. Straw taken together in a bundle. Then the kupa is no longer worthwhile to the balabayas to keep. And at that point, it is not mekabel tumah. Shel balonim, the kupos of the people who were in charge of heating the baths, so they would have big bundles of hay they would gather from the fields, rake it all together and have a heap of it, a haystack, and put it in this big box, and they would use the haystack to fuel the oven which would heat the bathhouse. So for them, the kupa is functional until it's big vava, until it can't contain a stack of hay. Then it is not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Yoshua says, kulon berimonim. When it comes to all vessels, the shear is uniform. If there's a hole in it, the size of a rimon, the size of a pomegranate, it is no longer mekabel tuma. Any hole smaller than a rimon, it is still mekabel tuma. And so basically we have a three-way machlokas in this Mishnah. The Tanakhama says that in general, the size of a hole which renders a vessel no longer mekabel tuma is if it's the size of a rimon, except for kupos, boxes, where it depends. For the ganonim, the shear is aguda shel yerek. For balabatim, it's a shear of a aguda shel teven. And for the balonim, it's a shear of a kupa shel gavova. That's the Tanakhama shita. Rimonim generally, except for kupos. Rabbi Eliezer holds, for everything, it depends what it's used for. If it's used for raisins, then if there's a hole the size of a raisin, it's no longer mekabel tuma. If it's used to contain watermelons, then it's mekabel tuma until there's a hole in it the size of a watermelon. So holds Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas the Rabbi Yoshua says, standard for every kind of vessel, boxes, pots, pans, bowls, whatever it is, the shear is berimonim. It is only no longer mekabel tuma if the hole is the size of a rimon. And so we have finished the first Mishnah of the 17th Perek and concluded lesson number 63.